This is really a very important development because it allows countries to do all the good things that they need to do in order to help to be ready for combating climate change and also to deal with the impacts of climate change. Because it's all about sustainable energy, it's about building better cities, it's about better food security, education, poverty alleviation, and these are all things we need to do in order to achieve climate change.
And how critical is tackling climate change to the success of the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals?
It is critical because it is precisely by the activities that we need to do in order to achieve climate change goals, such as the low carbon economy, is precisely those that we need also to achieve the SDGs. One helps the other, it goes both ways. And it's about better development, it's about a more resilient economy, and we have to look at it collectively.
I want to ask you, in your role as the senior advisor to the Secretary General, what have you seen in terms of climate change in your numerous travels?
Well, maybe let's start with the most recent one. I was up in the Arctic with the Secretary General, and where already they're measuring a 2-degree warming over the baseline, which is twice the global average. And you see the impact. You see it everywhere. You see the disappearing glaciers. You see the changing ecosystem. So that's where you see the impact. But I also, as I travel a lot, I also see lots of incredible solutions. Yeah. And especially when it comes to renewable energy, I think what has been happening in the world in the last few years is absolutely amazing. And we just have to maintain that and increase the speed because we need a lot of that development. But it is really fantastic. If you see what's happened in Denmark, in Germany, in China, in different parts of the world, it's just really amazing.
And now let's look ahead to December, when we will have the climate change talks in Paris, and hopefully world leaders will adopt a new agreement, a new treaty there. What are your expectations?
Well, our expectation is that there will be a good agreement signed, but the agreement has some criteria that it will need to meet, and it has to be something that is there for the long term, so that there is a clear signal that is provided to the market and to other actors that we're going in a certain direction of increasingly low carbon development. But it also has to have a dimension of solidarity, a solidarity with those who are more vulnerable and those who are less capable of taking actions on their own without financial and technological support. It also has to be credible. Credible in terms of what we measure, of what countries are doing, but also credible in terms of what is being proposed, such as financial support. And finally, what is perhaps the most important one, is that it has to take us to a less than 2-degree global warming path, because that is the ultimate test of the whole package that will come out of Paris.